other people took theirs out too. Some, like Harry, had belted their books shut. Others had crammed them inside tight bags or clamped them together with bull clips.
"'Hasn't anyone been able to open their books?' said Hagrid, looking crestfallen.
The class all shook their heads.
"'You've got to stroke 'em,' said Hagrid,
as though this was the most obvious thing in the world.
"'Look!'
He took Hermione's copy and ripped off the spello tape that bound it. The book tried to bite, but Hagrid ran a giant forefinger down its spine, and the book shivered, and then fell open and lay quiet in his hand.
"'Oh, how silly we've all been!' Malfoy sneered. "'We should have stroked them. Why didn't we guess?'
"'I thought they were funny,' Hagrid said uncertainly to Hermione.
"'Oh, tremendously funny,' said Malfoy. "'Really witty, giving us books that try and rip our hands off.'
"'Shut up, Malfoy,' said Harry quietly. Hagrid was looking downcast, and Harry wanted Hagrid's first lesson to be a success.
"'Right, then,' said Hagrid, who seemed to have lost his thread. "'So you've got your books, and now you need the magical creatures. Yeah, so I'll go and get them. Hang on!'
He strode away from them, into the forest, and out of sight.